This is Fresh Air. Bay Area jazz vocalist Tiffany Austin spent 5.5 years singing in Japan, then returned to the States to go to law school. But once she had her diploma, she went back to singing. Her debut album features many songs by the great songwriter Hoagie Carmichael, who, by the way, also had a law degree. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Can you tell me where love can be? Is there a middle in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark.
Tiffany Austin on Hoagie Carmichael and Johnny Mercer's Skylark from her debut Nothing But Soul. The album title comes from a song she doesn't do, the 60s Betty Carter vehicle, Jazz Ain't Nothing But Soul. Austin takes that advisory to heart. Based in Tokyo for years, she sang jazz, pop, and gospel on a variety of gigs, and she can modulate her vocal quality from sweet to dusky to raspy like there's more than one singer in there. But Austin will also fuse all those strains. She has an improviser's urge to personalize a melody, gospel fervor, and a pop singer's direct way with a lyric.
Baltimore, messed around with that big mouth till it sends the winds. Forgiving is easy. Oh, yeah, cause sometimes it's one of them woman like and happen type of things. Ooh, so send her back home, cause home ain't home without her wobbling. That
ballad Baltimore Oriole in Tiffany Austin's backbeat arrangement. She does 6 Hoagie Carmichael tunes on Nothing But Soul, tweaking a couple of the better known ones, because it's not like you can harm a song taking a weird approach. When you're done, it's still good as new. Austin splits arranging duties with her producer and tenor saxophonist, Bay Area bandleader Howard Wiley. He gives one evergreen an archaic 2-beat bounce.
Twilight time lingers on the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb. Always
that's Stardust, of course. Howard Wiley's jocular arrangement teeters on the edge of being too cute, but Austin keeps it grounded. Your ear stays focused on her, and she's not kidding.
And our love was new.
Hoagie Carmichael didn't compose everything on Tiffany Austin's new album. There are a couple of standards he recorded once but aren't associated with them. One of those is by another iconic American singer, songwriter, and occasional screen actor, Mr. Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Glenn Pearson on piano. That is way better than Hoagie Carmichael's version of I Walk the Line, and it suggests other avenues Tiffany Austin might explore. Her debut album clocks in at a shortish 40 minutes, and even then, a couple of pieces feel a little like filler. But the best of it is a convincing calling card. She's got that flexible voice, excellent pitch and rhythm, and she can weave her own line around a melody and still let you hear the original behind it. That is more than enough to make Austin a singer to keep an ear on.
Perhaps in spring, but I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart. My heart, a heart in two.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Nothing But Soul, the new album by singer Tiffany Austin. Next time on Fresh Air, Jonathan Franzen tells us about his new novel Purity, which, in part, is about secrets.
I'm in the business of betraying secrets about myself. I'm not going to tell you everything, but I'm going to tell you more than most people would tell the world.
Franzen's other novels include the bestsellers The Corrections and Freedom. I hope you can join us. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bean Cooley.